Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So see work, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, all the time. It's working right now.
Pussy work.
Your eyes are getting heavy.
Fucking like an orc. Pussy work.
Tellyman fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Again, for another week. Back in the saddle.
I'm back!
I've used that pun like 4 different times for the show. It's all our long hiatuses. It always comes up, back in the battle.
Oh.
That was an old Fear song.
Back in the battle.
The Aerosmith. By the way, I'm going to say this right away. R.I.P. Ryan DePerta. He bought a motorcycle. He's not long for the world.
We're calling it now.
Our old co-host. We'll do a memorial episode. Prop him up on that bike, you know, like a classic biker funeral.
We'll put together the classiest memorial slideshow to play, where it'll just be the same 3 screenshots I have of the time we did the Zoom episode last year, and he was just waving his gun around everywhere.
I didn't realize he bought a gun.
He's got a gun.
Wouldn't tell me that. I'm scared I'll want to borrow it.
We'll just break in. I know it's here.
Oh, our man. I bet he's decided to become a biker so that he can have an old lady and some side pieces.
So he can have a leather vest that says Old Hickory on the back.
Did y'all ever get on a motorcycle?
Would I?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. I knew a guy that had his scrotum ripped open from a bike accident, and after that I was like, I'm good.
One of my dad's cousins, like, they had to, like, fucking, like, it, like, peel their face down.
Jesus,
and they had to, like, pull her head back and, like, staple her across the head. They had to rebuild her whole fucking leg and shit. She's, all metal.
The only thing worse than dying on a motorcycle is surviving a motorcycle.
Seems
crash.
Like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll pass on all that. I take enough risks with my health as it is. What health?
Yeah. How you doing this week, Jeremy?
I'm passing out when I lose my lose my breath hacking behind the wheel of my car on the highway, so
fuck.
That's fun.
Another damn week it. Where it's a miracle Jeremy made it. He's wearing the same shorts.
I was going to wait.
It's the same fucking shorts.
I was going to wait because it's basically, I should make a thing like shorts watch.
I'm pissed.
Look, I haven't gone and gotten my decent shorts yet.
Jeremy, do you need a Kohl's gift card?
Yes, I need a Kohl's
it's
gift card.
It's been 3 weeks. This is week three.
And, like, anyone could look at me and be like, Tabitha, you're wearing the same shorts you wore last week. I got, like, 5 pairs of the same bike shorts from Old Navy, so no one can pull that shit.
There's only, I mean, and that's, like, the only copy of this bullshit in existence.
I don't even remember where I got them from.
Somewhere in 1994, feeling very patriotic. Would be. It's, like, camo for, like, a frozen desert. I don't know what the fuck.
Dolphin camo. Water.
This is Aquaman's alternate outfit.
Yeah, all I can see is Jeremy from the waist up and then knee down. I don't see anything else. That camo is working too good.
He bought 10 packs of Desert Storm trading cards and he got them for free.
I needed all the Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf variants.
How many Marlboro miles did that cost you?
Did you guys ever collect those cigarette miles and shit?
I did, but I never sent them out. I never... the camel bucks?
Camel cash.
My uncle had a whole-ass pool table.
Hell yeah.
Camel pool table that he bought with camel cash.
I was too young to partake, but I want to collect a whole bunch of, like, cigarette memorabilia and shit now. Between that, like, old theme park shit and old Kathy shit...
Yeah.
Like, those are my 3 eBay categories.
I'll tell you what, smoking never looks as cool as when a camel's doing it, leaning over a pool table.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and being like, who's this cool camel?
Yeah, Joe Camel.
Why is he so cool? Oh, because he smokes.
That's right. Also, camels cannot get cancer. It's a camel fact.
Damn.
Yeah.
They can only get a special kind of camel cancer that
yeah,
is
right.
not at all linked to cigarettes. It's just part of being a camel.
It just develops in the fatty deposits they call humps.
It's how
Same.
Camels get cancer is when lions inject them with it. Little known fact about lions, they inject their prey with a syringe.
Nature's rough.
It's hard out there.
Do you guys remember those infomercials for, like...
You're either a lion or you're a camel.
That's injected with cancer.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you remember those infomercials for basically the food syringe.
No.
Where it was, like, the big... You could put spices and stuff in it, and then it would show, like, the inside of, like, a fucking, like, pork roast. It was like... slam the syringe into it and just force all this like fucking minced garlic and like rosemary into the raw meat.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, I was fascinated by those as a child.
They were selling those off the popularity of Pulp Fiction.
Oh, we got one of those for Sad Boys, but I took the needle off.
Oh.
Why?
So that, Tabitha wouldn't stab whoever we were stabbing.
I think it would be a great idea to inject Drew with a bunch of garlic.
Figure out if he's a vampire or not.
That would be another great use for those.
He has.
Glad they didn't really catch on. I guarantee we would have seen a vampire in a movie die by that if they were like became, you know, like just part of the kitchen.
And then there would have been a whole like thing. Where it's like, you cannot actually die from an injection from this. I just learned that, like, on that show This Is Us, one of the characters died in, like, a fucking fiery inferno because a crock pot malfunctions. And
is that a comedy?
No.
It's not?
No, it is not. And Crockpot had to release like a 9-paragraph disclaimer the next day of being like, actually, if you look at the way we design our Crockpots, this sort of incident isn't even possible.
Oh, that's good. I don't care about companies, but people are stupid enough to all go out and throw their Crockpots away.
Because Milo Ventimiglia died on This Is Us. Yeah, exactly.
Which is, and when you survive that many orcs, just to die in a Crockpot accident. Is he not the guy from Lord of the Rings?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Best known as playing Jess on Gilmore Girls.
Also from Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm mixing him up with Viggo
Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen. Yeah. Two vastly different men.
Well, and I'm sure in whatever country those names are from, they're very different names, but they sound the same to me because I'm racist.
How well do you think Viggo Mortensen fucks?
Not much.
I don't know. Have you ever seen A History of Violence?
Does he fuck in that?
But yeah.
Acting.
I bet you thought I was good at fucking. Acting.
Hi. Hi, I'm Viggo Mortensen.
I don't actually fuck.
We had a lot of fun here today on the set, but I'm terrible at fucking.
I need you to know the truth. Fine. Mark Ruffalo, how well do you think he fucks?
Pretty good.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Because he doesn't act like he does.
Exactly. He was the romantic lead in 13 Going on 30. You can't act like you fucking get that.
He just tweeted an Avengers reference / go get vaccinated.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
Pretty cool. Every time I feel like we're getting the flow of the show, I look over and see Jeremy Shorts.
Don't get mesmerized by my clothes. It's not what they're here for.
He doesn't dress for you.
Aww. I'll tell you what, if you ever use the word mesmerize at me again, I'll fucking murder you. I will cut your fucking throat.
You're not going to be able to get that close to me because you're going to be mesmerized by my shorts.
I'm going to give you that one because you said it wrong.
Mesmerize.
Mesmerize.
Oh god, Jeremy's having a stroke.
Having a Scott Steiner moment.
Do you think we would know?
If Jeremy was
if he had a stroke and lost the use of half of his body. He doesn't use the whole thing that much to begin with.
I'm assuming I'd get the droopy face thing.
I would think that you were just doing a bit for the whole time you were here.
What a weird bit. All week Jeremy was just having a medical emergency.
Going on Facebook Live. Somebody drive me to the hospital.
Wow, this is a good bit. Jeremy's really committing to it. This is what happens when Nick's not home.
You gotta talk to Marty Boy. He'll tell you exactly how to get Social Security.
Exactly how.
I already know. They turned me down once, so you have to go through the whole legal rigmarole if you want to go from there.
Yeah, you gotta do it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. And during that whole time, you can't work. Because then that, if you work,
right,
then that proves that you...
That you can't.
Yeah. So, instead of doing that, I got another job.
I'm familiar. But then, that way, you don't work for a very long time, and then they give you all that money at once, and you blow it and die.
Yep.
So, Social Security's a scam, that's what I think.
I wouldn't mind having it, but it's going to take me a while.
Do some Jew magic. Jew number magic.
I mean, it's the problem with you need accomplices for getting disability. You need doctors that write the right words. You need good attorneys.
Let me ask you this: if you just made an appointment with a doctor like Steinberg, and you went in and just were like, you know. I'm trying to get Social Security.
Dr. Steinberg.
And you just do a thing like let him know.
I like how your secret Jew voice is just as nasally as possible.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes and I thought Fran Drescher was here for a moment.
It's the nanny from The Nanny.
The nanny named Paw.
Mrs. Sheffield.
He was hauling around some bodies in Cleveland, Ohio. Now I'm just imagining Chris Pop big old titties.
You don't have to.
Let me get you a picture from a year ago.
Hey, 2020 was rough on all of us, pal.
Is that the next step in your evolution? Is you're going to get breast implants?
Big titty pop.
No, I don't have. This is it. This is as far as I evolve. I'm just waiting to get that right.
Well, all right. I still think you should get breast implants.
I think at 40, I'm done. I think it's over for me. That's my theory right now. The rest of anything I do is just milking it. It's all borrowed time.
Fair enough.
I'm where you've been for the last 6 years.
I like how I've dramatically improved my life over the last 6 years, and it's still your rock bottom.
I like that you think this is an improvement. Because you're sober and not homeless.
Yeah.
I guess so. I feel bad now. Good job, dude. Because you said 5 year of sobriety anniversary.
Yeah. I have the same sobriety anniversary as Mark Maron.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Do you also think too much?
No, I definitely don't have that problem.
Are you also mad at your Jew parents back in Florida?
No, I don't have Jew parents in Florida. In fact, my Jew grandma down there died last year.
Jeez, dude. Bringing the whole vibe down.
Yeah.
Fuck, I found out a family member died right before we started recording, and I'm being very upbeat and positive.
Yeah, look at Tabsy pushing through.
I never feel the urge to be upbeat and positive. I don't know why that is.
I want to fucking die.
I have some ideas.
Someone fucking kill me. I want to fucking die. I'm weary, and this world is too much. But I'm not bringing the vibe down. Ew, what was that?
It's just one of those weeks.
Well, that's okay, because next week will be better, because,
yeah, that's how things work. Every week just gets better.
Better and better. Better and better.
Well, it's all I have to look forward to. So.
Just wear those shorts again.
I'm going to wear these shorts to the show.
No.
I dare you.
Jeremy.
If you think we won't take them from you at the show.
It's fucking pack mentality. The fucking crowd will just be like banging on the tables. Steal his shorts. Steal his shorts. Steal his shorts.
That'll be the first time a crowd has ever asked me to take my pants off.
Put them back on. Put them back on.
That's usually what happens.
I'm picturing Jeremy like in Suicide Squad when he pictures everyone in his, as his mom. While everyone's trying to get Jeremy's shorts off, he's just picturing Bob's big boy. Right? That's where you got molested.
Yeah.
You got the location right. Right? Yep.
Yeah, it's just those big boy statues yanking my shorts off. Going, I just want to suck it.
Yeah, Jeremy would mention getting molested. I would, like, imagine him as, like, a child. Like, aw, poor kid.
And then
he's like, nope, I'm working there.
I was 28.
I was 28, and this was my third job that I was working for the day. After breakfast at McDonald's, Wendy's for lunch.
I only worked there for 12 more years after this incident.
It only happened 58 more times.
There was a period where I just got used to it and lost count.
Sometimes I would even bring my friends in so he could molest them too.
Hey, come on, you guys gotta check this out.
And they would even like, see, I told you.
Come on, guys, this way.
Skipping on down to the big boy.
Little Jer's back.
Little Jer.
Little Jer.
Mister.
Please don't put me in your van.
Mister, can you not pop the calluses on your hands before you give me a hand job? Makes my dick smell something awful.
It already smelled something awful.
And it's a side effect of working at Big Boy.
Smelly dick, I think that's a prerequisite to work at Big Boy.
They
look at your resume and then they're like, alright, looks good, now let us sniff your dick.
We're going to take you to where we keep the salad bar fixings. All right, now let me smell your dick.
We just got to complete the background check and get a waft of that dick.
We need you to submit a dick smell sample.
We don't want to go directly in. Can you wave it this way?
Due to social distancing. We need you to stand 6 feet away.
We're now asking you just to point a hairdryer at it.
Just drop your pants and just waggle your dick back and forth, and it'll waft the scents on over.
And they're like, no, we said waggle. I'm sure trying, mister.
That's wiggling. We said waggling. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah?
I have some questions about your can.
About my can?
Yeah.
This can?
Yeah.
It's not my can, it's Pa's can.
Whoa, that's Pa's can. Pa, can I ash in your can?
Yeah.
Thanks. Smooth like that.
I thought you were opening up a 20-minute conversation about Arizona tea.
Well, I mean, if you insist.
If there were another 500 calories a can and Kyle were here, we could do an hour.
What's Kyle doing?
What's he got this week? Wedding?
He briefed their us. Wedding?
Some sort of wedding.
Pulling his dick out somewhere in public.
Yeah.
That's probably what he does at those weddings.
Got an interview with the big boy. He heard your story and decided to move over there from being at his job.
Alright, stand 6 feet away. Drop your pants. Lift your belly. Waggle your dick.
Does he have the dick stink to get the job at the Bob's Big Boy?
Oh, I think Kyle's got the dick stink. Who can say where the road goes? How the dick smells? Only time.
You're like Shel Silverstein.
I really fucking am. I'm just real creepy.
So, back to this. So you go to a Jew doctor. You... I'm sorry, let me... If you went to a Jewish doctor...
Okay.
Will they look out for, like, would they be like, I got you?
They'll do the best they can, but...
But do you think that they will try harder for Jeremy Shearstein than
the Gentile? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just how things work.
Now, Larry David would outrank you, right?
Yes. He is. He would be the superior Jew in that situation. As someone that actually controls media.
Wow. I didn't realize there was a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Is there a, like, that guy's like the Hitler of Jews? Is there one that's like, you know...
There is no Hitler of Jews. I don't really see that happening. I mean, you could say BB is, but that's pushing it.
Guys, a synagogue on a main street in downtown Cleveland... Superior Jews.
To Jeremy. Excellent point.
Thank you.
We got nothing.
We...
This is an off week. I think we're all...
I feel like last week we were popping. We were going.
Yeah.
We were going nuts, I feel like. And this week, we're just like, Paul's got his tie undone. I'm slumped. I had to, like, spend brain time on thinking about stand-up comedy today. I don't understand how I can like it and hate it so much.
Jeremy's got me worried about this passing out. From coughing so hard.
Oh, yeah. On the fucking high. We just kind of glossed over that by saying it was a miracle he got here. Jeremy, you could kill people.
I'm not opposed to that idea.
Jeremy.
I also like that Tabitha immediately, it's the other people.
Yeah.
That she...
Yeah, like, put yourself in danger, whatever. Fall asleep, smoking in bed, you know, whatever. But, like, you fucking... Oh, God. You live in an apartment complex. Jeremy, you're gonna kill people.
I'm taking people with me.
Yeah, when Jeremy goes, he's taken out... when Jeremy goes, he's starting, like, a backup on the highway that's gonna take someone, like, 3.5 hours to get 4 exits.
I think I'm gonna get a defibrillator for the studio.
Now let's get cattle prod.
Do you think we'd get a lot of downloads if we had to revive you on the show?
Yeah, the show where we finally have an actual medical emergency in the middle of it.
But also we mentioned something about trauma from 5 years ago and
everybody
wants to hear it.
I'm going to tell you guys about someone who was mean to me 5 years ago. Oh my God, Jeremy! Jeremy, are you breathing? Paw, kick him. Kick him a little bit. Roll him over. He's going to choke.
Put these other shorts on him before he wakes up.
Yeah, you could gift me with some shorts instead of bitching about the ones.
Oh, I absolutely will.
That's why I mentioned the Kohl's gift card, Jeremy. I mean, we got to do something at some point.
I wonder if Kohl's even has my size.
I just feel like if you're going to wear the same thing every day, make it indistinguishable and not so obviously...
Yeah. Like, say, a pair of black bike shorts from Old Navy.
That's right.
Well, I can't really get away with, like, well, I'm probably thinking of them as tighter than they are.
No, which is a loose.
Now you should get... Like, the tightest ones you
can find. No, yeah, definitely. Like, leopard print. Okay, we're getting away from indistinguishable here.
Yeah, but then, I mean, if it's, like, something cool...
Yeah, then we're like, whoa. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh no, then we'll have cool Jeremy.
Just roll it into the character.
What kind of shorts did hot Jeremy wear?
Cut off jeans.
Damn, shorts, Daisy pockets, Dukes.
Pockets hanging out of
yeah.
the bottom. Jean shorts with either black or
we're saying jean shorts.
They're not even shorts. It's like a denim thong.
And we're thinking of like the littlest shorts ever. Jeremy's like jean shorts and he's got like fucking Kevin Smith shorts on. Just like
that's hot, Jeremy.
They hit mid-calf and they're like 2.5 feet across. He's like, yeah, hot Jeremy wore shorts, okay?
Hot Jeremy needed shorts with room for a companion.
He did not.
Negative, he actually did not. That was a common misconception.
Just needed to be able to hide booze in them.
That's your mistake.
No, I did,
Would it, give us a... So, let's say Hot Jeremy is chatting up a lady. What do you... How does that, where... Let's hear what that's like.
That's where I black out until I'm charming. Basically.
So you don't remember?
No.
You just assume that... you didn't mace these people.
Yeah, I don't remember getting maced.
No, I mean that it wasn't you macing them in order to.
How does that is like
convince
now?
Them through like Stockholm syndrome that you were being charming?
Man, I'm gonna try that now. Just start macing people until they like me.
No, I think I mean the macing was just part of the like kidnapping, is what I'm saying. What I was getting
why
at.
Would you mace somebody when you're kidnapping them?
Because it hurts.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily immobilize them or make them easier to transport.
You know what? I don't
you're not
think...
thinking like a kidnapper.
I don't even think you've kidnapped.
Whoa. Did I just cross a line?
Yeah, I don't think... Has Jeremy ever had upper body strength? I feel like that's a big part of kidnapping.
I mean, that was dead weight is very difficult to lift. But when I had to pick my mom up, I had more upper body strength. Because she was all dead weight.
From being dead or from...
No, from being, like, paralyzed.
Ah.
There goes Jeremy with that great vibe again.
Yeah. Guys, my mom was real sick and I had to pick her up and she had just given up on life, so she was completely dead weight, even though she had a little bit of ability to walk. She just gave up, so I had to just drag her everywhere.
Yeah, here's Tabitha like actively going through shit right now and just being like, I'm gonna keep giving, and Jeremy's like, a terrible thing happened 6 years ago.
That's how today is working.
Yeah, I feel it.
It's terrible. My mom's urn has little wheels on the side of it.
Oh, shit.
Ha ha. Little joke about your dead mom. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a fat joke. About how, like, your mom's so fat that even when they cremated her, they had to put wheels on the urn so you could move it around.
Don't wheel her out with a dolly.
Yeah.
Your mom's so fat when they cremated her, it became a roux.
God damn it.
You can make long pork gumbo with your mom.
I'm going to get a cremation voice.
Okay.
Real talk. I met a guy that was like, that's all he does is, run a crematory.
Uh-huh.
This dude said he's burned 35,000 bodies over 20 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I want that.
Chris Paw's at-home crematorium.
Is this just in a, well, it's in a building. Never mind. I don't want to. Anyways.
Get into the logistics of
yeah, I don't
a rented space.
Explain something I'm not supposed to.
Fair enough. There was a place I hung out in East Cleveland that was an old crematorium that they converted into a single family house.
Fun!
Yeah, it was you could go see where they burned the bodies in the basement. Chimney went all the way up.
It's pretty fascinating. I only recently found out that you have to, they sift the ashes out, and there's still a lot of bone left that they put in a machine that, like, pulverizes, grinds it down. Yeah.
Then you make tonkatsu broth in the bone grinder.
Yeah, it's just like one of those little coffee grinders for, like, a countertop. Yeah.
It's
a magic
weed
bullet.
Grinder. Just twist it back and forth so it's all nice and fluffy.
There's like a big like smiley face on it. 420.
Would you smoke human bones?
No.
I feel like that's not good. To smoke any bones. And
yeah, it's a good name for a restaurant that makes decent barbecue.
Smoky bones.
Yeah. But not as a fitting tribute to your stoner friend.
Nah, yeah. Like, I'll smoke a bone. But I ain't smoking bones.
Yeah.
God, I'm fucking cool.
What I'm trying to tell you guys is I saw a pelvis bone on a table this week. It's a little unexpected. I didn't know that was part of that process.
No. This one didn't break down. You just gotta mash it with a hammer.
Yeah, yep. It's a guy like in an Iron Man mask just hammering away at these bones. They have a machine. There's a weird, like, the interface for it. It looks like a 50s sci-fi computer. like with a circular graph that tracks temperature and all that stuff. It's interesting.
So, we can go to you to dispose of some bodies.
Oh, I don't do that.
Just if we have bones.
Yeah, maybe if we want to get rid of some bones.
Well, we can talk.
That's what we're doing right now, pal.
We could talk off air about murder, covering up murders.
Fine.
Which there's a whole lot more murders than y'all think. Is all the time just people be murdering.
It's a murdering time of year.
I believe it.
I think it's the heat. It's a lot of murders and like really, really heavy people. It's people that don't like the heat.
I feel that.
If I could get away from it that easily.
Yeah, if I'm going to die, it's probably going to be during the summer.
No.
Yikes, yeah, that sounds right. Just seems like, because the winter is like, I don't know though, because the winter is tough with like for smokers. There is that. You have to smoke outside everywhere now, and it's like worse when it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call it. You're gonna die on a patch of ice. I feel like it's gonna be funny because you're funny, and it's not gonna be health related at all.
Just gonna slip
it's
backwards
gonna be
on a pack
of
ice.
Things we expect. You're just gonna fall or something.
It's gonna be one of those things where like you bump your head at home. And, like, 2.5 hours later, your brain's just slowly bleeding. And we're just like, oh, I'm feeling a little sleepy. And then Jeremy just never wakes up.
Okay. cats eat my lips off.
Yep. And then Nick comes in and goes, "My God, what has happened here?
What in tarnation?
I do believe that Jeremy has prematurely passed away."
Expired. I feel like he would say expired.
Well, yes. It does seem that Jeremy has bought the farm.
Bought the farm.
That's a good one. Do they say bought the mine in West Virginia?
No, they said bought the opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. It's the state motto. The state bird is a bird that's gotten a hold of too many pills on accident.
The state bird is a pigeon that's eaten Alka-Seltzer.
The state bird is the bones of a pigeon. And inside those bones is just a prescription pill bottle that's been discarded to the side.
What state do you think that the bird from Aladdin would represent?
Oh, Florida, of course. Florida.
Florida. How do you say it, Jeremy?
Florida.
This isn't incorrectly.
Florida. Florida.
Just how I remember my grandma saying it.
Florida. Where was she from? Florida?
Grandma sounds
Florida.
Like an idiot.
She was an idiot.
She was a pretty dumb bitch.
Florida is in pretty bad shape right now.
Yeah.
They got that DeSantis is like just anything you can do to fucking nuzzle up to Trump's balls. Like killing people.
I mean, are you surprised?
COVID rate. He's like actively trying to keep people out of masks.
Yeah.
What a great goal. What a great thing to invest energy into. Cloth.
But also, what a great way to get people from Florida to vote for you. Kill them.
I'm continuously surprised that people are so fucking pissed off about, when you boil it down, cloth.
Or a free vaccine.
Cloth. People are so fucking pissed off about cloth.
I read I forget, it was like some post about COVID or something. Here's what it was. A QAnon guy in California thought that his wife, who was, I'm guessing, too liberal for his taste, took his kids to the desert and murdered them because he thought that they had reptile DNA, because his wife was acting like a reptilian liberal.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, don't sun your kids for 3 hours a day outside.
Yeah, it tipped him off because she was constantly turning a light on over their bed.
Tipped him off because he looked at her one day and she was just licking her own eye.
So that story was posted, and then I went to the comments to see what's the other take on this. How are they excusing this thing? And some lady goes, "Who's writing these scripts?" And so I went to her page. This lady is batshit crazy. Like, it's beyond QAnon crazy, though, because, like, she even thinks Trump is part of the show, she kept calling it. She wrote this, like, 8-paragraph thing about how the Cleveland Clinic killed her mother and told them that she had COVID. But I couldn't tell. It's, like, indiscernible. Like, I don't know. There was a part where she says, "They gave me her ashes back,
and they were a weird blue tint, while my husband and my son's ashes were both a yellow tint. So she thinks that they gave her fake ashes and, like, just hid her mom somewhere, or I don't know what, but it was completely off the rail, like, just insane, and that's what all these people, the kind of shit they're all talking about. It's like,
fucking yikes.
I just, to me, it makes me wonder, like, among the QAnon people, like, if there's people that they're like, that guy's crazy. Like, what the levels of, like, of course there's a billionaire pedophile cabal that Trump is trying to stop, but lizards, that's ridiculous. Nothing? No?
I'm just exhausted. Anytime I have to think about any of this, I just, like, I feel all of the power zapped from my brain. That these are the people who would just, like, take a look at me and be, like, just, like, assess me for 5 seconds and be like, ooh, I really got the upper hand on you, bitch. It's like, wow, these are the people that are like, I've got it all figured out.
Yeah. They would say, yeah, something completely wrong and, like, the most arrogant, like, but you wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Do your own research. Yeah. Look at all sides.
Fat Dennings. You should do your own research.
How about you look at all sides and come to your own conclusion? No, I'm not gonna fucking do that. Why the fuck would you think that there are people out there who are actually like know what the fuck they're talking about?
And they're just making it up.
And you want me, some bitch who barely fucking passed high school, who's never spent, like, another day past that doing anything to better her fucking mental capacity, you want me to go out and come to my own conclusion?
Yeah.
That's not how shit works.
I think a lot of these folks are, like, just smart enough to go read stuff and then not understand it.
Yeah, they're smart enough to go read stuff, and they're fucking dumb enough to believe every single thing they read.
And they will spit out, like, numbers, and, like, some guy was arguing, like, well, if Israel is the most vaccinated and they still have a travel ban, then why do you think the vaccine works? I don't fucking know, dude.
Israel's travel ban might not have anything to do with the virus either.
Right. It's, yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff going on there.
But it also implies that Israel and Palestine are working together on a conspiracy to fake COVID.
That would be the first thing that they've worked together on.
Yeah, if you take the logical, like, conclusion of these conspiracy theories, it's every country coordinating to fool half of America, like, the dumbest people in America.
Just explode the whole fucking planet, please. Like, just end it. I'm so tired.
This one's really gonna bum Chris Klein out.
Oh man, he's gonna come back from his nice little trip and catch up on Ad Hom, and he'll have one week, he'll have last week, and be like, wow, these guys are really having a good time this week, really fucking throwing out the jokes, and then
what happened?
Yeah,
it rained all week.
He's like, Jeremy's a little bit more coherent, but at what cost?
It's just we're 6-7 episodes into the third season of Ad Hom, and our periods are starting to sink up.
Oh, man.
I gotta get that uterine lining out of me.
I can flush it out.
You try some Ipecac. I'm saying that you ate it.
Saying that you
ate it.
That's the joke. That's the joke.
The joke is, how far have I fallen? That you ate a live uterus and it is producing lining in your stomach. So you should take some Ipecac and throw up all the pussy craisins.
Pussy craisins?
Can always count on Jeremy to make an even worse comment than I did.
Wow.
That happened to me on Tuesday, too. Somebody compared me to...
Somebody vomited a uterine lining.
Yeah, and then I just stirred my stinky dick around in it. Wafted it over to the next room.
And I immediately got the position at Big Boy.
Boy.
Fuck. This is how we're preparing for the show on Saturday.
Yep.
We do have a whole ass show in 1 week.
In 1 week?
It's the last episode before the show that will be out.
This was a great promotional push, guys.
We got all this, we all got all this fucking energy and spirit and fucking chutzpah. We're going above and beyond, just hyping this shit up.
Andy Barr's gonna be there.
Oh shit, Andy Barr's gonna be there.
He's always positive.
Andy Barr? Candy Barr.
We're just saying things that rhyme, kind of.
Kind of? You literally. No. Kind of? All you put is a C in front of his name.
Does it count as a rhyme if you just add a letter? I mean, I know it counts, but.
What really counts when it comes to words?
I would like to hear Eminem use that. Rhyme candy with Andy.
Candy bar with Andy bar?
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe Eminem's listening right now. Dear Slim.
We podcasted, but you still ain't.
You still ain't writing. We got the show email address. Well...
The email address is on a perfect.
Perfect.
I was told at my sandwich spot last week that MGK orders the same thing I do.
Your sandwich spot?
That's what Jeremy calls his tummy.
Yes, this is the sandwich.
My sandwich spot.
This is my sandwich spot.
So what do you order that MGK orders?
Apparently he orders the Hood Club, as I often
do. Oh, God, I hate both.
What is on it?
It is roast beef and turkey.
Okay.
Heated up on a sub roll. It's toasted with lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, and mustard, and then salt, pepper, vinegar.
It sounds sweaty.
It's delicious.
I hope that you're in there when he brings Megan Fox in to get a sandwich. They have a show her his hometown. And you have to watch her pick it up with her big toe thumbs.
Anyone ran into Adam Driver while he's been filming out this way?
No, I haven't. What are they filming?
I have no idea. All I know is that Adam Driver's around, supposedly.
I bet it's something sexy.
I bet it's something where, like, he, like, talks all low and weird and stuff. He's got that big face.
It's nailed it.
Yeah, that's why I've been rewatching Girls.
It's the sequel to Big Face. Big Face 2.
Big Face 2.
Bigger Face.
Bigger.
Face Harder. I wonder if he'll have a stupid triangle goatee in it.
He better. Else I'm not watching.
I just saw him in with Bill Murray, The Dead Don't Die. It's like a parody sort of zombie movie.
Yeah, I wanted to see that, but I never did.
It's pretty good.
You check it out.
It's yeah, it's real weird. Meta kind of. Situation.
I liked him in that Logan Lucky movie. Did either of you see that?
Negative.
That was a lot of fun. It was him and Channing Tatum as these two dudes from like West Virginia.
There's a second Tatum.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, she said him and Channing Tatum.
Oh, I thought you said Tim and
Channing Tatum. My brother Tim Tatum.
I'm Channing.
This is my brother Tim Tatum. Yeah, but they're like these southern dudes, and they're like, we're gonna rob this big race, and Daniel Craig is also in it, doing a southern accent, which I really enjoy.
The British guy doing a southern accent?
Yeah.
That's just how they do American accents. Have you ever seen, like, Doctor Who, when they have an American character?
Yeah.
They're always like, well, howdy.
Well, howdy.
How are you doing there, Doctor? This TARDIS is weird.
I thought you were trying to say tortoise.
It was.
I know what it was.
Tortoise.
But for a second, I thought you were trying to say tortoise.
Dead air.
Well,
I got nothing.
Sounds like a good time for Tabitha to go off. I'm really fucking tired of just being like, I thought you said this. And someone's like, well, I fucking didn't. I'm like, well, I know you didn't. I just said I fucking thought you said this. And they just stare at me with their fucking face.
Is this what you came up with on the way here?
Yes.
No, what I came up with on the way here is that I'm very sad that Philip Seymour Hoffman is still dead.
How so?
Because I miss him. Because I watch Boogie Nights, and I think about how much I wish Philip Seymour Hoffman was just still around.
What was the last movie he was in? Was it 25th Hour? No.
I don't know.
It had to be close.
I'm looking it up.
You know what's always weird to me is when an actor dies, like Bernie Mac, like that was huge for Craig Robinson. Like, I feel like he got all the Bernie Mac roles after Bernie Mac died. I say that because there's a couple of weird looking chubby blonde dudes that keep getting parts that I think would have gone to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Who are the other chubby blonde dudes? I can't
just
think of any
nondescript, although I don't know any of their names. I just see them once in a while as, you know, a part that would be much better if it were the real one.
Damn, the only movies Philip Seymour Hoffman had come out after he died were the two Hunger Games movies he was in. Oof. Yeah.
You gotta do the Paycheck movie, and then your indie movie. Remember?
Oh, I remember.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, I remember. But I really do miss Philip Seymour Hoffman. He was, like, the good part of every movie. I don't know, example. I know jack shit about the talented Mr. Ripley. You know what I do know about? That part in the movie when he's watching Matt Damon watch two people have sex. And Philip Seymour Hoffman asks him, how's the peeping going, Tommy? Tommy, how's the peeping?
I don't think I've seen it.
Me neither, but I know that part. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I was about to nod on a podcast.
I can hear you nod. New show from Ken Jeong.
Jeremy looks like he's got 10 minutes of things to say.
Yeah, that's me. Old 10-minute sheer.
Yeah, that's what they call them.
I'm tired of all these sheer variants. Hot Jer. This is like this. It's actually like a low-key thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. There are
really different timelines where these people existed.
There's a timeline where I am, most of the timelines I'm probably dead, honestly.
Well, there was an alligator Loki. I feel like there's one where it's the real of the actual piggy poop balls.
No, there's an alligator Jeremy, except he has a V tattoo on it.
I'm sorry, it's human Jeremy.
Did you still want me to do, like, bad stories from my childhood?
Oh, yeah, did you bring one? Did you think of one this week?
I mean, this is, like, not terrible, but when I was younger, I was a guest on It's Academic with Don Webster, which was the rebrand of Academic Challenge, a famous game show pitting high school students against each other in a Jeopardy-like simulation. We lost by one question that I got wrong, and for the past, 25, 26 years, my sister has consistently given me shit about the fact that I got the 13th president as Franklin Pierce instead of Millard Fillmore.
Damn.
So.
That you just get to live with that.
Yeah. That was my great shame until I found much better ways to, become a shameful person.
I wish that your sister lived here. One, because of the big old titties. this is a callback to like 5 years ago. But also I would love to hear her version of the things that you tell us. Because I feel like I don't think you do it on purpose. I think you protect yourself and you remember them better than they were.
Well, I don't know how you could adjust that story to be less protective of me.
I guess the protective version of the story would be like, I never got molested at Bob's Big Boy. I do think it would be fun to have your sister on and get to the bottom of Hot Jeremy. See if she remembers this era.
I don't know if she does.
Oh, good. Lay the groundwork for doubt now.
Like, honestly, yeah, she was around for, like, after I lost the weight from the fast, but then I moved back to Ohio, and I kept that weight off for, I don't know when I got fat again. It was sometime in the mid-2000s. I want to say it's after I started drinking again, but it could be wrong.
That would make sense.
I was, I got sober, and then I started comedy, and then, like, things got bad, so that's what happens.
Ad Hominem Attack Show. Are we, I think we can, let's end this.
Yeah, well, this
yeah, well.
We need to plug the show.
Yes. Next Saturday, August 21st, 9:30, East End Bistro. $5 at the door. Good show. Gonna be fun. Always have fun. We'll all be, like, rested and showered. And,
yeah.
we're gonna jump Jeremy if he shows up in those shorts.
Damn straight we will.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it will not go your way. Gonna show up.
We'll light you on fire.
Yeah.
I think the only reason that I'm gonna show up wearing different clothes is because I don't want to have to take you to the hospital again. So.
Damn, calling you out.
What he's referring to is I once on someone so hard my shoulder broke.
Shit.
The best part was I was like on my way to go watch wrestling, and then my idiot friend actually gets hurt fighting somebody. And I don't get to see that fight.
Completely out of socket. Pins in there now.
Jesus Christ.
And then I went back to watch the big fight.
That guy has not said another word to me since then.
Hey.
Anyhow, your show's tonight. Too late to plug it.
Yep, it happened at this point.
Yep. How did it go?
Oh, it went great.
Hope you kept this same energy.
Yep, I kept this same even-keeled energy the whole night.
Good. Good, good, good. That's it. Sad Boys, 28th?
28th. At Hatfield's Good Grub.
The Good Grub. I tried to go there the other day, and as soon as I got there, I got a call.
Wah, wah.
Yep. And that's it. That's all we got. All right. That's everything.
That's all I got.
All right. We'll be back with a better show next week. Hopefully Kyle will be here. Isn't it weird that Kyle's, like, the most energetic?
Yeah.
Like, it's the most energy and positive.
Most weight, most energy, most optimism.
You can tell Kyle, like, the worst news, and he's like, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude, I get it.
Alright, you want to sign us off, Tabs?
Yeah, of course, always. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me! I'd fuck me hard!